the Viking invasions and the birth of a nation. Soon after establishing their kingdoms in England, the Anglo-Saxons had to defend themselves from a new wave of invasions, this time from the north, from Norway and Denmark. The Vikings, as these new seaborne raiders were called, raided areas of northern and western Europe between the 8th and the 9th centuries, and eventually managed to occupy large parts of Northumbria, Mercia, and East Anglia. The Vikings were excellent navigators. Their ships, called longboats, were very well constructed and could sail extremely long distances. Under the Viking occupation, many of the monasteries built in the previous centuries were sacked and destroyed, resulting in the loss of much of the culture and learning that had been accumulated. This is one of the reasons why there are so few surviving historical documents from this period in English history. It was as a result of the Viking incursions that the Anglo-Saxons were eventually forced to regroup their forces in Wessex, under the leadership of King Alfred the Great. Alfred, a fine soldier and statesman, reconquered the lands the Vikings had occupied by taking back the strategic merchant town of London, and in so doing became the first king to unite England under one crown. Alfred was also a considerable scholar who, as well as translating Latin works such as Boethius' Constellation of Philosophy, created the country's first real laws. He was also instrumental in reviving literacy and developing education and scholarship in England. It was under his rule that work was commenced on a massive history of England, known as the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle, which today stands as one of our key sources of information about early medieval England. However, the Vikings had not ceased their raids, taking advantage of the weakness of King Ethelred the Unready, who even taxed his own people to raise protection money to keep the Vikings happy. The Scandinavian warriors continued to raid Britain's shores until the Viking King Canute was able to claim the English crown, where he reigned from 1016 until 1035.